A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus showed himself to the disciples once again at the Sea of Tiberias. This is how the appearance took place. Assembled were Simon Peter, Thomas the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going out to fish." "We will join you," they replied, and went off to get into their boat. All through the night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus was standing on the shore. None of the disciples knew it was Jesus. He said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" "Not a thing," they answered. "Cast off your net to the starboard side," he suggested, "and you will find something." So they made a cast and took so many fish that they could not haul the net in. Then the disciple Jesus loved cried out to Peter, "It is the Lord." On hearing it was the Lord, Simon Peter threw on some clothes he was stripped and jumped into the water. Meanwhile, the other disciples came in the boat, towing the net full of fish. Actually, they were not far from land, no more than 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a charcoal fire there with a fish laid on it and some bread. "Bring some of the fish you just caught," Jesus told them. Simon Peter went aboard and hauled ashore the net loaded with sizable fish, 153 of them. In spite of the great number, the net was not torn. "Come and eat your meal," Jesus told them. Not one of the disciples presumed to inquire, "Who are you?" for they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came over, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This marked the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Easter is about eating. And I don't just mean the sumptuous feast that most of us enjoy with family on Easter Day. In its very historical roots, Easter is about eating. It is a development of the ancient Hebrew feast of Passover. When the people gathered, at least originally, not as if to enjoy a sumptuous feast, but with sandals on their feet, with staff in hand, loins girt, ready to go, to eat their final meal before their departure from the land of Egypt. A meal to strengthen them for the journey. Jesus, as we know, used the celebration of a Passover meal as the occasion when he also gave his disciples strength for the journey. At the Last Supper, Jesus took bread and wine, said over it the words that made that bread and wine into his very body and blood, and gave it to his disciples to prepare them for what lay ahead, his passion, death, and then, of course, his resurrection. After his resurrection, as we have been hearing, Jesus again revealed his risen body to his disciples in sharing food with them. We heard of the story of Emmaus, the two disciples, leaving Jerusalem in discouragement to meet Jesus and recognizing him only in the breaking of the bread. And today again, we hear about the rest of the disciples in Galilee. Again, we imagine discouraged at the loss of their Lord, encouraged by words that he was risen, but seeing him, recognizing him, only as he shared food with them, bread and fish. end, this sharing prepared them for a journey. The contrast between the first and second readings all this Easter week is remarkable to me. The gospel readings all talk about Jesus' first appearances to his disciples, and they are filled with words like fear and wonder and awe, not quite getting right away what all this was about. The disciples in today's gospel see Jesus, but they don't even recognize him until he feeds them. On the other hand, the first readings each day are from the Acts of the Apostles, about the wonderful power and strength of Peter and the other disciples announcing to the Jewish people, their fellow countrymen who had put Jesus to death, the news of his resurrection. In today's reading, we hear that Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke up, leaders of the people, elders. You must realize that all this has been done in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified and God raised from the dead. What courage, what strength in contrast to the scenes just following Jesus' resurrection. How did the disciples come to such strength, such courage to announce the resurrection? They came to it because Jesus fed them. He fed them with his body and blood at the first Eucharist. He continued to feed them throughout his first appearances to them after his resurrection. And he continued to feed them and continues to feed us in the Eucharistic feast that he founded on Holy Thursday. This feast is for us what the Passover feast was for the Jews. It is food to strengthen us for what lies ahead. And our world is certainly in as much need of the news of Jesus as Jesus' resurrection as it was 2,000 years ago. Our world remains filled with hopelessness, filled with despair, and filled with hunger, both spiritual and physical. We cannot hope to fill the hungers of the world unless Jesus feeds us. And we come to be fed not just once a year at the Feast of Easter, but every time Eucharist is given us to prepare us for our journey, for the journey which we share with Peter and the other disciples, the journey to tell the world that there is no salvation in anyone else, for there is no other name in the whole world given to men by which we are to be saved.